It is another edition of the Local Legend feature here on 104.9 MyFM in partnership with Petawawa Toyota. I'm Kyle Robinson from the MyFM newsroom. Our guest this week is none other than Fred Blackstein, who has been around the community probably a lot longer than I even imagined before I moved to Pembroke. And he's been involved in literally everything, I think, since I moved here just short 12 years ago. So, Fred, thanks for joining us today. And, you know, that local legend title, it's kind of got a nice ring to it with your name beside it.
It does, but it's not me. I must say to start, I'm just so impressed with the community work that MyFM does and the opportunity to promote the various volunteer causes through this station. So this is great being here.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's kind of go back to the beginning. You're a longtime member, an employee of CNL. At the time, it was AECL. But kind of what made you want to get involved in so many community projects and organizations over the years?
Well, I retired quite early. I had done quite well at Chalk River, assumed a fairly senior role, took a couple of years to get into the education sector down at Loyalist College, where I was running that operation, and then decided we would retire early and come back to the Valley and just help out doing various things. My wife joked when I retired at 44, I think it was, what it was like, and the answer was, too much husband, not enough money. But basically, there was lots of things to do, so we just went ahead and did them.
Okay. What would you consider some of your most legacy projects, I guess you could say?
Well, the legacy projects that the team I've been part of has been involved with go way, way back to the International Plowing Match, a celebration of rural living in 1994. And that was so successful that the surplus funds, $750,000, was able to bring the 911 emergency system to Renfrew County. So that was a pretty important project for that team. We then moved on and built the Pembroke Waterfront Project for a celebration of the millennium. Some unhappier moments involved dealing with the ice storm in 1998, where the same team of volunteers mitigated much of the damage. Other happy notes for the same team were the construction of Miramichi Lodge, the new seniors' home, with the motto of because they've earned it for our seniors. And then we moved on to a new campus for Algonquin College. It's important to stress that all of these projects involved a large team of volunteers.
Okay. And again, I remember most of those projects. And like you said, it's an army to get those things completed. So again, kudos to you and the rest of your teams who are involved in those. Another major one that I do remember as well, and it's still kind of ongoing, is the Arboretum project happening in Pembroke.
Very much so, Kyle. So the waterfront project was completed and has been there to entertain the citizens of Pembroke for the past 25 years. And there was a remaining bit of green space, about 3 acres, between the railway bed, the Algonquin Trail, and the street that runs through the middle of the waterfront, being about 3 acres. So we decided that in partnership with City and Horticultural and Kiwanis, we would build an arboretum there. And it's turned out to be a beautiful space that everyone's enjoying.
Okay. Refresh my memory, too. You're also a member of the Order of Canada, are you not?
I guess they made a mistake there. Yes, I am.
So what was that like when that honor kind of came down your shoulders?
Well, it was definitely a big surprise, to say the least. And I was feeling very reluctant in the sense that it was this huge team of volunteers that were responsible for all these projects. So I no longer have the medal. If anyone goes to the County of Renfrew's Council Chambers, they'll see the medal there displayed with kudos to all the volunteers that were part of earning that. I've never worn it. It's on display for everyone there.
Okay. Fred, again, you've been a real pillar in this community. Everything that I get to cover in the news department, you always seem to be at the pinnacle point of all the good things. So again, we appreciate your time and your efforts, and we hope that you continue to keep up the great work for many years to come.
And thanks to MyFM.